Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Lifestyles here on WWDB 860 on the AM dial. I am Dee Lynam, your host for the next 30 minutes. 30 minutes that are sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give our friend Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. We welcome to today's show John Brady, President and CEO of the Independent Seaport Museum. John, it's always good to see you. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
So I was on the website. There's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on.
Wow. I don't remember it being quite that busy the last time we chatted. Am I right or wrong in that? Maybe it could have been the time of year?
Maybe, but we are getting busier and busier.
And what do you attribute that to?
Well, we've formed a lot of really great partnerships with people that do different things. And we've also opened some new exhibits that are opening up a lot of possibilities for us.
I want to do some of the events because there's a number of them that are coming up here at the end of September and even in August, like the Haunted River.
Yes.
Tell people about that. I'm a little like one of those afraid of scary things, so I don't know if it would be for me. But
well, I don't know. It's basically set up for family entertainment more than anything. So you know, we want to give the little ones a taste,
yes.
But we don't want them to leave the boat crying.
Right.
However, there's some really interesting stories that have taken place on the river over the years, and this is a boat cruise that explores those stories.
I imagine the person who's telling the stories, like just the voice of that person, is critical.
Very. We have Cubby the pirate hosts those, and he's amazing. He's very funny, but also can be a little scary one.
When he needs to be. Yes, exactly. And I want to tell people they should go to phillyseaport.org, and if you go to the calendar, the different events, you can view the details and how you would get your tickets for it. Correct?
Yes, phillyseaport.org.
Yes. All right, and one of my favorites, one of these years I'm going to do this, but it's coming up this week in the Walnut to Walnut River Challenge.
Yes.
Do you do it?
I do it. I do it in a whaleboat, and this ties to actually some of our other programs. We're having a speaker come, Nat Philbrick, later in October, and he's going to talk about why Herman Melville is important and Moby Dick. And then we are partnering with the Rosenbach Library to read Moby Dick cover to cover over one weekend.
So, wow.
So without any breaks, just go right through. So we have people all lined up to start reading.
And will that take place in the theater in the Seaport?
That will actually take place aboard the Diligence, which is the indoor ship we have in the museum. And it is the 100th anniversary of Melville's birth. The Rosenbach Library has the largest collection of Melville's work of anyone anywhere. And we have a couple of whale boats and some harpoons and, you know, things like that. So it's a great combination to do a sea story. The kickoff is actually Walnut to Walnut. Our two whaleboats are rowing, with the Rosenbach Library manning one and the Independent Seaport Museum manning the other. And we're going to go head-to-head and see who can get from Walnut Street on the Schuylkill around to Walnut Street on the Delaware the fastest. It's like 15 miles. Is the harpoon mightier than the pen?
That's I love question. It. And that's Saturday, September 21st.
Yes, that's coming right up.
It's coming right up. Okay, in addition to the challenge that you just mentioned between the library and the Seaport Museum, how many other people get to participate in the Walnut
Walnut? We have something like 80 boats signed up at this time, mostly kayaks, but anything that's human-powered is welcome. It's a tremendous view of the city. It's a view of the city unlike any other. But both in terms of the beauty of the city, but also its commercial aspect. You go by trees, you go by refineries, you go by container ships being loaded. But you also have the chance of seeing an eagle. You'll certainly see cormorants and ospreys and things like
Unbelievable.
That.
Unbelievable. So I'm picturing going down, and eventually you make a left turn. I assume, is that down by the Naval Yard?
That is at the Navy Yard. So you'll also see aircraft carriers.
Sure.
Military sea lift ships.
And then up you go.
And then up you go by Packer Avenue and then up to Penn's Landing.
Now, on just any given Saturday, could a kayak do that? Are they allowed to do that?
They're allowed to do it. And yes, you could, though we're providing safety boats, and we have the Coast Guard on board with this and the Pilots Association, so the commercial traffic knows that we're there.
Got it.
So it's really
the safest way to do it. Right. Yeah, I was fascinated when I was reading that. All right, so that was my other one I wanted to talk about, the Haunted River we did. Oh, this one caught my eye. The cruise and tour of Glen Ford?
Ford, yes. Ford. So Glen Ford is a 19th century mansion on the riverbank in northeast Philadelphia. And it was built by a gentleman who had a tannery, right? So a leather tanning factory. And that this was from the proceeds. It's a historic site now. It's surrounded by gardens. Really quite beautiful. So what we do is a tour originating at the museum, go up to Glen Ford, dock very close to it, walk through the gardens, tour the mansion, then back on the boat and back. Cocktails,
yeah,
little
great.
Pleasant company. It's great.
I didn't even know that mansion existed. Do they? Well, that's when you talked about partnering with.
That's it exactly. Is there's all these resources on the rivers that. A lot of people don't know about. Another one is Bartram's Garden, and we also do a lot of things in partnership with them. So being on the river gives us access, but really what's cool is to see the city and to be out on the water, you know, a sunset cruise with a mansion in the middle of it. How can you beat that?
Yeah, you can't. That's the answer, John. One of the things I also saw, because then there are pop-up beer gardens all across the city, but for you guys, the Admiral's Tavern would serve as that, correct?
Yes. The Admiral's Tavern is on the fantail of Olympia. The fantail is the part of the ship where the Admiral and the Captain would hang out, no one else. A regular crewman would have to ask permission. He would only back there to clean it, right? So that's a special spot. And then that has a view of the Ben Franklin and the Walt Whitman, you know, and an overview of the
river.
It's
not moving, so it's really I should cool. tell people.
It's not moving,
right?
No.
It's sitting there, right, and you. Right.
We hope not.
Right, that's for Fridays and Saturdays. I don't know how long that can go. I would assume at least through September, right?
Yes, running through September, and then we'll close for the fall.
For
and
the
winter.
Fall, yeah. Right. Okay, sit tight. We'll come back. I want to talk about some of the education, the exhibits, as we said, flow. Is coming.
Flow is coming.
So we'll talk about Flow. And I remind you, we're talking to John Brady. He's the president and CEO of the Independent Seaport Museum, and you are listening to Lifestyles.
Music, music. Now at the Ardmore Music Hall, a grand music venue in the heart of the Main Line. The venue is located at the legendary 23 East Lancaster Avenue in Ardmore, once known for its musical talent. Free parking nearby. For full information and tickets, see webpage at ardmoremusichall.com, ardmoremusichall.com, or call 610-649-8389. That's 610-649-8389. The webpage again, ardmoremusichall.com. It's a grand music venue in Ardmore in the heart of the Main Line.
Temple football tickets are on sale now. Be a part of big-time college football action when the Owls battle the nation's best this season at Lincoln Financial Field. Purchase Temple Football Flex Package, which gets you 8 ticket vouchers to use for any combination of games throughout the season. Or treat your employees and clients to field-level seats, which include all-you-can-eat food and drink, a parking pass, pre-game sideline passes, and more. Temple Football has a ticket package available for everyone, and tickets for kids on game day are only $10. Call 215-204-8499 or visit owlsticks.com today. The Civil War and Reconstruction, now at the National Constitution Center. Its first exhibit in America, now exploring how constitutional clashes over slavery set the stage for the Civil War. and how the nation transformed the Constitution to more fully embrace the Declaration of Independence's promise of liberty and equality. Visit now to see artifacts and rare documents bring to life the stories of figures central to the conflict over slavery, including Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, and Harriet Tubman. Visit this summer to see this amazing new exhibit, as well as the extended run of the Hamilton exhibit. Tickets available at constitutioncenter.org. That's constitutioncenter.org.
I am Joe Ball. I started an advertising, PR, and communications firm over 60 years ago. Still in business now. Over the years, I also added ownership and managing of several newspapers, consumer and trade shows, radio interview programs, and other businesses. They included a major football and basketball coaches conference at Notre Dame, an art school, and even a mediation company. I am still aiding medium and small businesses as a consultant. My knowledge, contacts, expertise can be helpful to area organizations. See our webpage, www.phillybizmedia.com. That's PhillyBiz, like B-I-Z, media.com. Talk to me at 484-562-0063. 484-562-0063. I like to answer the phone. Phones still work. As do I.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Acropolis Oceanfront Resort on the beach, North Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Acropolis Oceanfront Resort at 866-522-1515. That's 866-522-1515. 866-522-1515. 1515. Save big.
Welcome back to Lifestyles here on WWDB. We're chatting with John Brady, who's the president and CEO of the Independence Seaport Museum, which is located, I should remind people, down on Columbus Boulevard. For those of us who live here, we just take for granted, John, that everybody knows you.
Walnut Street and Columbus Boulevard.
Yes, exactly. So I mentioned that an exhibit that's coming and begins October 12th we'll run through December 7th. It's called Flow.
Flow is a partnership with Philadelphia Sculptors, and we will be bringing in sculptures from Canada and the United States, some local, some international, and floating them in the boat basin.
Wow.
Right? Our boats will all be out of the water at that time. It's a way to extend our season. It's a way to give people, well, it's a reason for people to come down to the waterfront in the fall. And the work is really quite remarkable. Big variety of things, everything from animals on islands to abstract icebergs.
So will they stay in the water the entire time, or each night do people have to bring this stuff
out
and put it
back? They will be in the water for 2 months.
Wow.
Day and night.
Day and night.
You'll be able to come down anytime and see them. We hope that you will come down, see them, and also visit the museum.
Wow. So, John, I'm curious of, one, how did you find the sculptors that would participate? Two, how does somebody visualize what this should look like? Because right now you're looking at your boats where the sculptors
right.
will be.
So we did a show with Philadelphia Sculptors a couple years ago called Art Ship Olympia. And in that one, they put sculptures all around our cruiser, Olympia, Spanish-American War era cruiser, and they really gave us a fresh way to look at that ship. So Leslie Kaufman, who runs Philadelphia Sculptors, came to me and proposed the idea of, well, let's do one that floats. And I loved it.
Yeah.
So she's done the work of finding the sculpture. That's their area of expertise, and we're providing the venue and whatever help they need to make sure that they stay floating.
John, because I think museums in general in the city has so many great things for people to come and see. Where would you say in terms of traffic, the ebb and flow of the number of people who come through the Seaport Museum?
We're seeing about 120,000 people a year
okay.
currently. We've been growing steadily 5 to 10% a year for the last 8 years. So we're, and that's continuing the trend. So we're feeling pretty good.
Has the Spruce Street Harbor and the Cherry Street Pier and the fact that they try to get people to know that you can actually connect, has that helped you at all?
It's helped us tremendously. We are really glad to see all the activity that's happening on the waterfront and how far it's extending as well. Part of flow, at the same time as flow is up, there will be a sculpture called Ghost Ship at Cherry Street Pier. Oh. And we're working on setting up tours so that you can look at flow and Ghost Ship. Ghost Ship will be a projection onto a spray of water of a sailing ship.
Oh, cool.
And as a matter of fact, I just did a recording with them about ghosts in the river and things like that. So that those partnerships are really key to all of our success.
That's awesome. Can you actually, you can walk from Spruce to Cherry Street Pier?
Yes, you can.
You can. That's
yes,
what I thought.
Yes, you can. Yeah. It's a very pleasant walk along a river for most of it.
All right. I saw that exhibit. Is there any other exhibits that are coming, or just the ones that you always have?
Well, the one that we opened last winter, it's a permanent exhibit. It's called River Alive.
Yes.
It's a move into new territory for us. It's exploring the biology of the river. It's the front end of education programs in which kids learn about the river and then present what they know to the general public, which is, for a family audience, a really great thing. All the little kids want to hear from a teenager how things are.
Sure.
And all the parents are looking at the teenagers going, wow, look, citizens.
citizens who are smart.
Who are smart,
yeah,
and engaging. River Alive is very much in the style of, I'd say, a science center exhibit. The entry experience is what we call the continuum wall, in which you get to interact with this giant projection and clean up the river from the mountains down to the ocean.
Oh, wow.
And it very, very interactive with really great graphics. It's hard to do it justice on radio, but it's really
because
a great
it's visual.
Entry. It's very visual. And it's interactive. It's something to do. And we've been moving in that direction with all of our exhibits. We don't want you to just come and look at something on the wall, though you can do that as well.
Sure.
We want to interact with you, and hopefully you leave knowing something, a lot more about the river than you did when you came in.
Don, how interested are Philadelphia schools in bringing classes down there?
We see about 10,000 students a year, so very interested. We do after-school programs in our boat shop, in River Alive, where we have a science lab, and in a maker space where you can do 3D printing and computer-aided design, that kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
So we have a lot going on. Plus our ships are a perennial favorite, particularly, I think, with kids.
And I think people should know, with the ships, they're going on and they're able to see them, correct?
They can walk through a submarine from bow to stern, see everything from the torpedoes to the periscope. And on the Olympia, they can see where the sailors ate and slept and also played the piano.
Wow. It's like living below. That's really what it is. Yeah. It's life below the sea.
And, you know, they slept with these big 5-inch guns and in hammocks. So it's a whole different life that they had.
Ooh, the hammocks probably get a lot of people love seeing the hammocks.
Hammocks, and we also do sleepovers and things like that. So you
I saw
have
that. The
genuine
Seaport
experience.
Slumbers.
Yes.
All right, we have to take another commercial break. We'll come back and continue the conversation with John Brady. You're listening to Lifestyles here on WWDB.
Into rock and roll? Then visit Philadelphia's Hard Rock Cafe. Enjoy the huge menu and especially view the memorabilia. There's the legendary Jim Morrison jacket, acquired from Danny Sugarman, manager of the Doors. See the guitar that John Mayer created. He played with Eric Clapton. From Elton John, his Uncle Sam costume, also Shakira's leather pants. The list goes on. Memorabilia from Jimi Hendrix and Joan Jett. Lunch or dinner, Hard Rock Cafe, 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia. It's an experience. Also hosting corporate events, social gatherings, bar mitzvahs. Hard Rock Cafe is cool. 12th and Market, 215-238-0639. 215-238-0639. 12th and Market Streets, Philadelphia.
Wildwood, a great place to vacation or have a family gathering or organization event. And now there's a deep, deep discount on reservations. Yes, huge savings on rooms at the well-known, beautiful Newport Beach Resort in front of the beach and boardwalk next to Subway Deli Wildwood. Some restrictions do apply. Call the Newport Motel at 800-831-3178. That's 800-831-3178. 800-831-3178. Plan early, save big.
Hello, my name is Sarah Walker, associate producer of this show. I'd like to read a message from one of our sponsors, Dr. Rick Wilson. It follows, quote, "Our dental practice is Richard Wilson, DMD, PC, Dental Arts and Sciences. We built upon more than 75 years of a dental practice that is unique, remarkable, and caring. Iconic Philadelphia dental educator, Dr. Morton Amsterdam, asserted, quote, "There may be many ways to treat a case, but there is only one correct diagnosis. We live this credo each and every day. We will always start with the correct diagnosis and fully explain it to our patients. We can be reached at 215-765-5281 and online at smilephiladelphian.com. That is smilephiladelphian.com.
My name is Joe Ball. I am 88 years old. 88 years old. I don't look that old, except in the mirror. I've been in business over 61 years, aiding small and medium-sized firms with their advertising and related needs. I'm still at it. Benefit. You can benefit from my lifetime experiences. Call me personally at 484-562-0060. That's 484-562-0060. Or see www.phillybizmedia.com. That's www.phillybizmedia.com. Make your contact soon, for obvious reasons. I'm 88 years old. 484-562-0060.
Need a speaker for your business meeting, organization, or group meetings? Need a speaker who is entertaining, inspiring, and informative? Need a speaker who is an authority on a subject close to your interest? We provide them. We are the Philadelphia Speakers Bureau. For speakers who serve your interests, call 484-562-0063. That's 484-562-0063. Again, 484-562-0063. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Or write to us at adcomtimes at AOL.com. ADCOMTIMES at AOL.com. Adcomtimes.
Welcome back to Lifestyles. We have a few minutes left to continue the conversation with John Brady, President and CEO of the Independent Seaport Museum. Anything and everything that you would like to know about the museum and its events and its calendar, go to phillyseaport.org because there is plenty to know and plenty to get to see. John, coming up, there's a couple of anniversaries in the next two calendar years for the Seaport Museum.
125 years ago, the Olympia was commissioned into the United States Navy, and that's 2020. And then 100 years ago, the Olympia brought the body of the unknown soldier home from France. And that's something that we're definitely going to commemorate in a big way in 2021.
I think the last time I talked to you, you were doing something, refurbishing a boat maybe? Is that possible?
We're pretty much always refurbishing a boat.
So you finish and then you get started on a new one?
On a new one. It's a constant process.
So some take longer than others?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It depends. I guess the best measure is how much does the boat weigh. That'll tell you how long it takes to.
And you do that for people. Like, they'll bring you.
We do projects for people. We do projects for other museums. And we do projects that are education programs with high school students.
Sure. And are you still getting a good turnout for the high school students?
great turnout. We have 8 schools and 85 to 90 kids participating at this time.
Could I ask you what the schools are that participate?
I'm not going to be able to list them all. But
all in the Philadelphia area?
All in the Philadelphia area, public schools, charter schools, Catholic schools.
Nice.
And private. So it's a really great mix.
And they're helping in the refurbishing?
They come in and put in their 2 hours. That's how the boats get built. And the boats all have a use. We don't do it just for the sake of doing it.
Right.
We do it because the
boat purpose.
I have a purpose.
Yeah. Is there anything else that I missed that we should tell? Oh, the membership, I said. They can go when they go on. It's really reasonable.
Membership is reasonable. I think if you visit 3 times, you will have more than paid. It will have more than paid for itself. And if you visit the first time, like what you see, we will take the admission off of the membership price right then and there.
Oh, wow. Nice. I like it. Well, it's been a pleasure, always. And again, we tell them Flow will begin October 12th, and those will be the sculptures floating on the water.
Floating in the water.
Will there be some kind of lighting at night?
Yes, there will. They will be lit, and also there's lighting around the basin.
Sure.
But they're going to look, actually, I think they'll probably look best at night.
And coming up on Saturday, people could come and cheer you on in the Walnut to Walnut
Beat
channel.
The Rosenbach Library, Walnut to Walnut.
You've brought up the library a couple times. Where is that located?
That's on Delancey Street.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Around 17th.
Yeah, right near my house, actually. I walk by it all the time. I've never gone in. That's terrible. John, always a pleasure. Please come back. We love hearing about what's going on with the Independent Seaport Museum.
I will, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. I remind you that today's show has been sponsored by American Advertising Services, Philadelphia's longest established advertising and publicity firm. For creative ideas that can help your company, give Joe Ball a call at 484-562-0063. That number again, 484-562-0063. I am Dee Lynam. Until next time, have a great day.